Welcome to another episode of Good Vibration Sound Healing, the art and science of vibroacoustic sound therapy. I'm Tom Gleason.
And I'm Dr. Lisa Gleason.
Each week, we'll bring you new information about innovative techniques and therapies in the world of sound healing to optimize your health.
From tuning forks to crystal bowls and everything in between, we'll have you feeling better so you're healing better. The content in our podcast is intended for informational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for actual medical or mental health advice from a doctor, psychologist, or any other medical or mental health professional.
Hi, everybody. So, episode 5 of our podcast. We're very excited about that. Things are moving ahead quickly. So we hope you had a chance to tune into our last podcast where we had a chance to interview Bridget Riley from the Pampered Spirit Wellness Center. That was very informative. So if you haven't, go ahead and check that one out. So this episode today, we've been waiting to do this for quite a while. We're excited about this because it encompasses a lot of what sound healing is and does for the body. Today's episode is about the energy centers in the body, also known as the chakras. We started hearing about them more and more during the quote-unquote New Age movement as that started to come upon us. And like anything we hear that is, let's say, intangible, this is all energy we're talking about. So intangible things tend to be a little more controversial. We tend to go into them with a little more skepticism. And that's fine. We should be skeptical of things until we understand them. And this is something that once you do understand it, you'll realize how important it is and how sound can influence these energy centers to promote well-being and excellent health. So let's just quickly run through each chakra. Beginning with the first chakra or the root chakra, and this is found at the base of the spine. Then there's the second chakra, which is found in the lower abdomen. Then the third chakra in the solar plexus. The fourth chakra is in the sternum area. The fifth chakra is in your throat. The sixth chakra is in the center of your forehead. And the seventh chakra, or the crown chakra, is found on the top of the head. Now, at Interval Sound Healing, we like things to be backed up with science, and all of this is, but we are kind of trying to ride the middle ground here, balancing between proven science and a spiritual philosophy, which can sometimes be a little tricky, but just bear with us. It's worth hearing. So, chakras have actually been around for thousands and thousands of years. They originated in India. They were first mentioned in the Vedas, which you might have heard of. They are ancient sacred texts of spiritual knowledge, and they date back at least to 1500 BC. Now, the word chakra in Sanskrit means wheel, and it refers to the energy points in the body that are thought to be spinning disks of energy that should stay opened and a line. They appear in a vertical line throughout the body, and they correspond to the bundles of nerves and major organs surrounding them. So they have a very important effect on all parts of the body. So now I'd like to bring into the conversation my lovely wife, who will go into much greater detail on these powerful energy systems. Now, I had to find her. Whenever it's very quiet and I can't find her anywhere, I have to go hunting because it makes me nervous. And I found her in her laboratory, otherwise known as our kitchen, making candles. She just decided to make a ton of candles, and they came out beautifully, scented, organic, beautiful candles. So I had to pull her away from that to get busy on this fifth episode of our podcast. So here she is, fresh off candle making, Dr. Lisa Gleason.
You had me confused for a minute there. I thought you were describing one of our dogs when you said when things are pretty quiet, you're not really sure what someone's up to. I thought you were talking about George or Cash, not me. But Yeah, I felt inspired to make some candles this morning, but to be perfectly honest, it was also a bit of procrastination. So I teach college at the university, and you know, there are certain weeks that there's a lot of grading papers to do. And this is one of those weekends. I usually reserve my weekend mornings for grading papers and doing online interactions with my graduate students. But this weekend, I had a lot of papers to grade. And for anybody who's a teacher out there, you know that sometimes that can get a bit tedious. So that somehow morphed into going out to breakfast with my mom this morning. And that then moved me into candle making. And now I knew we had our podcasting session this afternoon. So when we're done, I really have to get back to grading papers. Really important.
I don't know how you fit it all in. It's just incredible.
Well, maybe it's because my chakras are aligned. What do you think?
Nice segue, if nothing else.
So I'm really excited about this episode. We've been talking about this and preparing for this episode on energy clearing and the energy centers in the body. And we're also moving into, in a couple weeks, on March 8th, we have another sound bath at Pampered Spirit Wellness Center in Point Pleasant, in which we are doing a focused sound healing group sound healing session on clearing the energy centers or clearing the chakras. And I think that was an important point that you made before, that, you know, in the 60s and 70s and even 80s, when we became as a society better about self-care and becoming seekers of our own health and finding alternative therapies to improving our health, or what some people call this new age era, I think that chakras kind of got thrown in there as something new, and some people it turns them off, because if you're a science-based person like I am and you are, you need to understand the balance between research and science and some of these alternative therapies that we are talking about more frequently and we're seeing pretty profound benefits from. So I'm glad we're talking about chakras. I use the word energy centers as frequently as I will chakras, but we'll call them chakras for today, because we're going to really talk about each of those from, you know, from ancient wisdom where they were referred to as chakras. So we'll talk about that today. So let's help our listeners really understand chakras different than our physical body. Like, we all know our physical body, right? We know how to flex and extend areas of our body. We know that our muscles are attached to our bones. We have an understanding of what our nerves feel like, which are connected to our nervous system, and how our nerves can signal different parts of our body, whether, you know, something is alerting us or something feels wrong or something feels pinched. So I think as human beings, we're pretty in tune to when things feel either right or wrong with our physical body. But the important thing to understand is that our physical body is not the only body we have. So whether you're studying chakras or quantum physics, you have to learn and understand that everything is energy, both our physical body as well as our metaphysical body. All parts of our body, our systems, have their own vibrational frequency, from the most basic atoms to our organs, our bones, our muscles, and all of the systems of our body. This goes back to like science in elementary school, right? We learned about the systems of the body. And the energy body, a little bit different than the physical body that we talk about, is the human energy field that extends beyond the actual physical body. So the energy field, or this biofield that's around the body and can actually be seen and demonstrated through certain types of scans, this biofield or energetic field can emanate from the body as far away as 6 feet. So it's pretty interesting. And I think when we hear people talk about that they're feeling out of kilter, or they feel blocked, they can't quite put their finger on what's not feeling right with them, that brings us back over to this idea of what's happening in the energy field around our body. So as Tom said, the word chakra is an ancient Sanskrit word, and it means wheel. And so when you think of a wheel, you think of the spokes in the wheel, and that a wheel in the shape of a circular figure is constantly ongoing. There's no end. There's no beginning. So the energy vortexes or chakras that exist within each of us are like these seven spinning wheels. The first time that I looked at a diagram of the chakras, more from the medical standpoint, what helped me really understand how they're connected physiologically to us is that the vertebrae, we talk about the main vertebrae in our spine, there are related chakras or energy vortexes that are aligned with each of those vertebrae, those major vertebrae. So when you start to understand the connection between the energy field of the chakras and the physical body that we're most familiar with, you can begin to see how one balances the other and how it's very important to have an understanding of how these connections matter. So Tom talked you through the main chakras from the lowest chakra, the root, all the way up to the highest chakra, which is the crown. And what we're going to do in today's podcast is have a better understanding of what each of those chakras do, how they make you feel, what they're responsible for. And then we are going to give you a little bit of sound healing for each of those chakras. So what's really cool in sound therapy is that we have sound instruments that resonate and emit frequencies that are aligned with each of those chakras. So each energy center emits its own frequency. We have a similar sound instrument that can produce that same sound frequency. And like we've talked about in the past, it's like giving yourself a little tune-up. So if our root chakra is out of balance, we can tune that chakra or that energy center with a similar frequency from one of our sound instruments. And we're going to do that today with the crystal bowls, I believe.
And let me just say that there are also a couple of myths that have been associated with chakras. I'll just go over a couple of them very briefly just to kind of dispel them, because I think it's important that we understand it. That the first one is that chakra healing is kind of performed from the outside. Someone does it to you, a healer, a sound healer, anybody who's working on you, a practitioner. But that's not exactly true, because really, even though healing is a word that's thrown around a lot, the only healing that's ever really done is from the inside. You heal yourself. You have to recognize it. And you have to actually intend it, and you're doing the job yourself. So that's the first myth that we can get rid of. You're doing the healing. Myth two is that chakras are associated with specific religions or a religion. And true, it came originally from religious texts in India, ancient text years and years ago, but it is not really associated with any religion at all today. It is all about self-health, well-being, and just about kind of understanding how the energy centers in the body correlate to our lives and to the stresses of our lives, and how when we tune them up, we can really kind of be much more in balance. The third one is that it's suggested that chakra healing is some form of a demonic or dark ritual. And I have to say that couldn't be further from the truth, because chakra healing in any form, however you approach it, whether it be sound or massage or yoga or really anything, it's all about bringing awareness and light and consciousness and love into your body, your mind, your spirit, and into your heart. And It's the opposite of darkness. It's really all about light. So I just want you to keep that in mind when we talk about chakras. This is good stuff, and it's all about how much you understand them and what you can do with them. We just facilitate the guidance. We help bring you there so that you can understand it better and then kind of guide you through the process. But you're doing the work. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying. And I think that minds are changing about being more accepting of the different modalities that are out there for healing. And that's really very positive news. So are you ready to go? Let's take our listeners through the chakras, and we'll give you a little mini lesson today, because we're going to come back with more in future episodes where we'll do more focus on certain energy centers. But today I think it's good to get a good overview of the seven chakras. So as Tom said, we work from the lowest chakra all the way up to the top. The lowest chakra is our root chakra, moving up to the sacral plexus chakra, or the sacrum as some call that chakra. Then from there, the solar plexus chakra, heart chakra, throat chakra, third eye chakra, and the crown chakra. So let's start with the root and talk a little bit about why this powerful chakra is so important. So this chakra is located at the very, very base of your spine. It's the lowest energy system or energy center in the body. And its color, when we associate energies with colors, the root chakra is always associated with a dark red. And when the root chakra is out of harmony, there is typically an inability to trust yourself. You often feel ungrounded because this chakra is associated with being very grounded. Oftentimes, there could be issues around feeling secure in our most basic and primal needs. So when our needs are not being met, oftentimes the root chakra is disturbed or blocked. So when we look at the possible causes of energy blocks, the root chakra is often associated with a fear of being alive or being open, or oftentimes feeling guilty about something. And it can manifest itself, this blockage in the root chakra, with various dysfunctions. More typically, we'll see chronic lower back pain, sciatica, some knee problems. Depression is often associated with disturbances in the root chakra, oftentimes weight problems. Now, when the root chakra is in harmony, we are more profoundly connected to nature, to feeling grounded, to trusting in natural laws, and we can move a little more freely, like in the ebb and flow of, you know, our daily lives.
So this would be a good time to then demonstrate the tone that would be associated with the root chakra. In this case, we're going to be using the crystal bowls for each of the chakras to demonstrate. And this is the low C.
Focus on your root chakra, located at the very base of your spine. You are profoundly connected to nature. Feel grounded. Trust in the natural laws. Know that you are safe and secure in the physical plane. So, located right above the root chakra is the second chakra, which is called the sacral plexus or the sacral chakra. And this chakra is most closely connected with sexual and reproductive organs and activities, as well as emotion and creativity. It's located like 2 inches below the belly button. The color that's associated with the sacral plexus is orange, and the physical dysfunctions that are associated with a blockage in this particular chakra are chronic lower back pain, sciatica, sometimes gynecological problems, impotence, pelvic pain, Sometimes disturbances with the bladder and kidneys are often associated with blockages in the sacral plexus. Now, when the sacral plexus chakra is in harmony, we're in real flow with our creative expression, and we're really in touch with pleasure. We're able to share and express feelings in healthy ways. Our ability to create and maintain healthy relationships is much more open. We're in the flow. We feel really at peace with abundance. And so this is a really important chakra to make sure that we keep in balance.
And this is the tone that is associated with the second chakra, the note D.
Focus on the second chakra, the sacral plexus chakra. You are in the flow of creative expression, in touch with pleasure, and able to share and express feelings in healthy ways. You are able to use emotion to connect with yourself and others without losing your identity, and to freely express your creativity and healthy emotional sexuality. Okay, the third chakra above the sacral chakra is the solar plexus chakra. Now, the location of this chakra is about 2 to 3 inches above the navel. So it's, just above the stomach. And when the solar plexus chakra is out of harmony, people often describe this need to take more control or to dominate something. Sometimes people are feeling that they're struggling with feelings of inadequacy or not respecting themselves. Giving away our power to others is oftentimes associated with a blockage in that particular energy center. So it's really about struggling with sense of self when there's a blockage. The color associated with this chakra is yellow. And again, some of the mental and emotional issues that we want to address when we're working with clearing this energy center are trust, fear, intimidation, self-esteem, self-care, so important, and honoring ourselves personally. Because when the solar plexus chakra is in harmony, we feel whole, we feel really centered in who we are, we really embrace our self-worth, and we have the ability to really continue to cultivate our personal power in healthy ways.
Okay, so here is the tone that is associated with the third chakra, the note E.
Focus on your third chakra, the solar plexus chakra, located 2 inches above the belly button. I feel whole, centered in who I am. I know my self-worth, and I am in touch with my inner warrior. I feel inner peace and calm. So the next chakra, I love this chakra. This is the heart chakra. And we don't need to tell people where this is. It's the fourth chakra. It's in the center of our chest. It's where all of that energy emanates from and around and in the heart. And the heart chakra holds our connection to both the physical and spiritual aspects of ourself. Notice that we're moving up the body from the root, the sacral plexus, the solar plexus, those real physical parts of our body. And as we start to move up through the heart, we start to move into more of the spiritual aspects of ourselves. And so that begins with the heart chakra. And as we move up through the throat, the third eye, and the crown. So the heart chakra is, as I said, at the center of the chest. The color associated is green. When there's a physical dysfunction or disharmony with the heart chakra, it's often associated with chronic diseases of the heart, and some of those could be heart disease. You could also see allergies. Dysfunction with lungs are often associated with the heart chakra, bronchial conditions. High blood pressure is often associated when the heart chakra is blocked. So we really need to make sure that we keep the heart chakra, the heart energy center, clear and flowing. When we're fully connected and clear in our heart energy center, we feel really connected to ourselves. We feel joyful. People describe feelings of euphoria and elation. We cultivate joy easily. We love easily. We love and accept ourselves easily. And we can give and receive these wonderful feelings very genuinely, as I said, both for ourselves and for others. Now, some of the possible causes or energy blocks could be repressed grief, any kind of repressed heartache. And so it's really important to get in touch emotionally with some of those incidents or trauma points in our lives in order to begin to clear the heart chakra.
And the note associated with the heart chakra is this beautiful tone, F.
Focus on the fourth chakra, the heart chakra, located at the center of your chest. I am fully connected to myself. I cultivate joy easily. I give and receive love easily. I accept myself and others. I experience compassion and connection with myself and all those around me. Now, the fifth chakra, as I said, we're moving into the spiritual chakras, and the fifth chakra is the throat chakra. It's located at the front of the base of our neck, right at the hollow of our collarbone in there. And the color associated with the throat chakra is light blue. Some of the physical dysfunctions associated with blockages in the throat chakra are a sore throat, gum difficulties, TMJ, sometimes a stiff neck, swollen glands, and some of the thyroid issues that people deal with are often associated with blockages in that particular energy center. Some of the possible causes of energy blocks in this chakra are difficulty in expressing ourselves, withholding or, you know, swallowing our words, as they say, and suppressing our creative talents. That's really important. Have you ever been really aware, because you're so creative and your work is in the creative field, have you ever been aware of when your throat chakra feels blocked, Tom?
Absolutely. I mean, this chakra is associated with sound in general and specifically with communication. So if you ever have a problem kind of communicating, finding the right words to support your thoughts and your ideas, that's the throat chakra with some sort of a blockage. And yes, that has happened to me, but thankfully not too often.
You're totally right. When we have difficulty speaking our truth, expressing ourselves, when we feel silenced or judged by others, that creates that misalignment with feeling who we are and feeling out of touch with who we are. So it's really important that we keep our throat chakra and throat energy center really clear and in harmony. And that's how we stand in our truth and speak our truth. And when we do that, we can express ourselves much more easily, creatively, and authentically.
And here is the note that is associated with the throat chakra, the note of G.
Focus on the fifth chakra, the throat chakra, located at the base of your neck, in the hollow of your collarbone. I speak my truth. I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. I express myself easily, creatively, and authentically. I listen to my inner voice, and I have a balance between silence and speech. The sixth chakra is called the third eye chakra, and this is associated with our sixth sense, which is our center of wisdom. It's our intuition, really, really important to be in tune here, and spiritual insight. And I find that people that have very, very fine-tuned senses of intuition, are very aware of their chakra centers, and this particular energy center is really clear. So when your third eye chakra is out of harmony, there's usually a lack of trust, either of yourself or others. And we're often only looking at the physical reality of life. There's a lot of fear surrounding blockages in the third eye, and fear about trusting what we know is like our own inner knowledge, trusting ourselves, trusting our instincts. And so this is really, really important. The chakra is located right between the eyebrows. The color associated with this chakra is indigo. And some of the physical dysfunctions that are associated with a blockage in the third eye chakra are dysfunctions around the brain, around the head. Some of the upper spinal difficulties that people struggle with are associated with third eye chakra. Oftentimes headaches and migraines are associated with the third eye chakra. And possible causes for an energy block here is a lack of trust in one's own intuition, as I said.
Okay, and this is the note that is associated with the third eye chakra, the note A.
Focus on the sixth chakra, the third eye. I trust my inner vision, and I act upon what my intuition tells me, which makes me stronger. I have a deep knowing beyond what I can physically see, and I'm in touch with my own intuitive information. And the seventh or last chakra is the most spiritual of all of the chakras, and that is the crown chakra. And it's located right at the very top and in the center of our head. The color associated with the crown chakra is purple, though there are some that say white and gold are also colors associated with this chakra. The crown chakra, when it's out of harmony, you feel totally disconnected from the source, from whatever you believe to be divinity, whether that's a religious figure or a religious order, whether you believe divinity is the universe or nature, whatever it is that you feel is sort of bigger than you, most powerful and helpful to you. There's a disconnection that happens when our crown chakras are out of order. We oftentimes, when we're feeling blocked there, we have difficulty trusting the path, like where we're going in life, and sometimes our lives in general. Depression is often associated with this blockage, feeling dissatisfied with life, and an inability to let go of anxiety and fear. These are all sort of conditions that are associated when the crown chakra is out of harmony. Now, when the crown chakra is clear and we're connected, remember, this is the most spiritual of all of the energy centers, we live in the knowledge that we are divine ourselves and that we are united with whatever that divinity means to us. We feel really connected, and we understand that our own identity is not just physical, but goes beyond the physical form. And this is really like the most elevated consciousness. So this is a really, really important chakra to be understanding of and to be in harmony with and to really make sure that you're clearing all the time.
And this is the note associated with that chakra, the note B.
Now focus on your seventh chakra, the crown chakra, located at the top and the center of your head. I live in the knowledge of unity, the idea that we are all connected. I understand that we are all individual reflections of the divine, and I trust that I am connected to the divine, and I understand that my individual identity goes beyond merely my physical form. Wow. I hope that you really enjoyed that little mini sound healing, the clearing of the chakras. I have to tell you something, that at my feet is George, our big Labrador retriever. And I don't know if you can hear him, Tom, but he's sound asleep and he's snoring away.
Well, that's probably a great way to wrap it up. I think it's better at least that the dog is snoring and not our audience. So I just want to say to everyone, thank you for tuning in, and I hope you have a great week.
And just one final reminder, we really hope you'll come out on Sunday, March 8th from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock for the Clearing of the Chakra Sound Bath at the Pampered Spirit Wellness Center on Route 88 in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. And watch for upcoming information about our first workshop, Introduction to Tuning Forks, which will also be held at the Pampered Spirit Wellness Center. This is going to be a 2-hour workshop in which participants will be able to actually learn about the CNG tuning forks and auto tuners. They'll be working with their own set of tuning forks, and they will go home with the instruments and the knowledge to use these incredible sound healing instruments on themselves and family and friends.
We'll see you next time.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all major podcasting platforms. Please subscribe, leave us a message, and share with your friends. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook at Interval Sound and Healing Arts, or you can find us on Instagram at ISHA_soundhealing. You can also find us at www.intervalmediagroup.com. We'll see you next week for a new episode. And remember, when you feel better, you heal better.